From Spokane Public Radio, it's SPR News Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's Tuesday, June 23rd, 2026. On today's show, Spokane City Council has passed a year-long pause on the building of data centers within city limits. But some argue the moratorium could unintentionally hurt the city's growing aerospace tech hub. And Spokane Public Schools is partnering with the city to launch new childcare centers. Plus, new analysis shows more than a third of Washington families have a hard time affording the basic necessities. Those stories and more coming up on SPR News Today. There's now a year-long citywide pause on data center development in Spokane. The moratorium passed 6-1 last night, with Councilmember Michael Cathcart as the only dissenting vote. He says he's worried how the current policy will affect Spokane's burgeoning aerospace tech hub.
I am ready to support a moratorium if we carve out the tech hub. And unfortunately, that's not what we chose to do today. And so for that reason, I'm not able to support this particular moratorium.
The city did adopt an amendment yesterday afternoon to clarify the difference between data centers and things like manufacturing plants that house some computers. But Cathcart says he doesn't think the policy is clear enough. Councilmember Zach Zappone introduced the amendment and voted for the moratorium.
I'm a teacher. A lot of our students are looking for what types of jobs are they wanting to do after graduating. And Spokane doesn't have a ton of high-skilled manufacturing jobs. And I want to build an economy for folks so that they can grow up here, have living wage jobs, support their family.
The pause goes into effect immediately, but only affects land within city limits. Councilmember Kate Tellis reminded the many attendees at last night's meeting that the city isn't the only jurisdiction involved.
This level of advocacy needs to be shown everywhere. It needs to be shown at the state level. It needs to be shown at your county commissioners. It is a statewide, nationwide, worldwide issue, frankly, and you cannot just stop here.
The emergency ordinance also sets a public hearing on the issue for July 22nd. Council can take the next month to introduce amendments to the moratorium after doing more research to understand how it will affect other projects. The City of Spokane and its public schools say they're launching a childcare partnership. The two institutions yesterday announced they'll open three new childcare centers in existing public schools, perhaps as early as this fall. Mayor Lisa Brown says they're starting out with a pilot project to ensure they understand what kinds of licenses, permits, and equipment are needed for the centers.
And then if all goes well, Spokane Public Schools has already said there will be other spaces available, so we could scale up.
The initial childcare facilities will be located in Whitman Elementary School and the Garland Center in the Northeast, and at Balboa Elementary in the Northwest. City officials say they'll announce more details soon, including which providers will operate the programs and how families can register their kids. Of Spokane County kids under 12, whose families make 60% or less of the area median income, Washington State estimates less than 20% are enrolled in childcare or early learning programs. A recent analysis from the United Way found more than a third of Washington households are struggling to afford the basic costs of living. KNKX's Anna Marie Yanni has more.
Stephanie Hoops is the national director of the United Way Research Project. She says the federal poverty level doesn't reflect the true cost of living in the state.
For a family of four, it's just over $30,000. And obviously, it's far more than that in most places, in every place in Washington state.
The United Way research team estimated a household of four in our state needs almost triple that amount to afford basic necessities. The researchers used federal and state data from 2024 to estimate costs of things like housing, food, health insurance, and car maintenance.
So in total, 37% of households across the state are struggling to afford just that basic survival budget.
The report painted a similar picture across the country. The national state average shows 41% of households are struggling to pay for those basic needs. In Washington, housing is the lead cost in the affordability burden. I'm Anna Marie Yanni reporting.
Washington officials say drivers haven't let higher fuel prices keep them off the roads, softening the hit to the state's revenue. Chief State Economist Dave Reich told the Economic and Revenue Forecast Council yesterday that gas consumption is down only slightly, He says that's had a small effect on the economy.
Our U.S. and Washington economic forecast a little weaker than we had back in February, but I would say given all that we've seen in the world, it's holding up okay. Slightly lower GDP, a little bit higher inflation in the near term that should be short-lived, and then weaker in Washington employment growth. Continues to be significant uncertainty.
Greg says Washington has collected about $36 million fewer dollars from gas taxes so far this year compared to 2025. Fuel taxes make up about 40% of the state's transportation budget. State officials are already preparing to make major cuts across transportation, operating, and capital budgets next year, as forecasts project revenues won't bring in enough to maintain current spending levels. U.S. Postal Service officials were set to appear before Washington state lawmakers yesterday, but they never showed. The officials canceled on the state House panel just hours before they were set to meet, saying they'd improperly confirmed their participation. The agency this month proposed requiring state election officials to share a list of mail-in voters with the feds as part of the Trump administration's long-running fight against voting by mail in states like Washington. Washington's top election official, Secretary of State Steve Hobbs, called the proposal a federal overreach that could, quote, undermine the rights of eligible voters. Supporters of the changes say they'll help increase election integrity. There's no evidence of widespread voter fraud in Washington. Crews and aircraft are mobilizing in Washington state to fight a fire near Grant County's Cooley City as it threatens homes, fields, and the Sun Lake campground. The National Interagency Fire Center estimates the Garrod Road fire has burned about 3,400 acres since it sparked Sunday afternoon. Level 3 evacuation orders are in place for the campground, and State Routes 2 and 17 are closed in the area. There's an evacuation zone set up at Soap Lake High School. All Carter Valley evacuation orders were lifted last night as crews continue to contain the blaze on the Colville Reservation. NIFC says the 12,000-acre fire is now 60% contained. Tribal officials say Omak Lake Road and Carter Road remain closed, and Omak Lake is still closed to boats. SPR News Today is a production of Spokane Public Radio. Reporting today was contributed by Eliza Billingham, Doug Nadvornik, Anna Marie Yanni, Steve Jackson, and me, Owen Henderson. I'm also your host and producer. Thanks for listening. It's SPR.